Chapter 3. Reading. Page 39. Places of Interest. Last Saturday, Debbie arrived at Sunbeam Travel and was given an urgent job. Mr. Yang gave her this information and asked her to arrange a tour program for a group of 20 tourists visiting China.
1. The Great Wall rises and falls, twists and turns along the hilltops of mountain chains in northern China. It is the only man-made structure which can be seen from space. Construction of the wall began in the 5th century BC. The wall finally took shape in the 3rd century BC. It is preserved as a historic monument today. Travelers can go by car or train to visit a famous section of the wall called Ba Da Ling, which is 85 kilometers north of Beijing. 2. The new Shanghai Museum building is a magnificent structure with a square base and a circular top. The center of the top is a glass dome which looks like a huge bronze mirror of the Han Dynasty. The museum collections of ancient Chinese bronze, ceramics, paintings, and calligraphy are well known in the world. Museum open 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. 3. The Peak Tram has been making the 7-minute journey to the peak since 1888. You can enjoy a superb view of Hong Kong from the peak. The lower terminus is only a 5-minute walk from the Bank of China building. 4. The scenery along the Lijiang River in Guilin is just like a beautiful landscape painting. Take a boat trip and you will be fascinated by the oddly shaped hills and peaks along the river and also their reflections in the clear water.
Listening. Page 42.
Following directions on a map. Listen to this conversation. The woman is telling the man about her tour of Europe last summer. Using a pencil, draw lines on the map of Europe to show where she went. Next to each line, write down how she travelled, e.g. by plane, as in the example.
We had a very good tour of Europe last summer.
Where did you go?
Well, first we flew to Amsterdam. After a couple of days in Amsterdam, we went to Berlin. We took a train from Amsterdam to Berlin.
Did you stay there long?
Just a couple of days. Then we went by bus from Berlin to Brussels.
Did you see any snow when you were in Europe?
Yes, we went from Brussels to Zurich. We went by train. Zurich is in Switzerland, and it's very high in the mountains. So we saw some snow, even though it was the summer.
Where did you go after Zurich?
Well, we hired a car in Zurich, and we drove from there down to Venice.
Was it difficult to go by car?
No, we just had to drive carefully, especially over the mountains. We stayed in Venice for several days. It's a beautiful city. Then we went by bus to Rome. After staying in Rome for a few days, we went by boat to Barcelona. That's where they had the Olympic Games in 1994.
Did you like Spain?
Yes, but it was very hot. We went from Barcelona to Madrid by bus, and that was a very hot journey. Then we hired a car and drove over to Lisbon in Portugal.
Was that the end of your tour?
Oh, no. We flew from Lisbon by plane up to Edinburgh in Scotland. We spent a day or two there, looking around Scotland, and then hired another car and drove down through England until we got to London. Then we took the new train that goes under the Channel and went by train from London to Paris.
You must have been tired by that time.
Yes, we were. But we stayed in Paris for a week, just to relax. And then we flew directly from Paris back home.
So, you had a really good tour.
Yes, it was wonderful. Very tiring, but very enjoyable.
Speaking. Pages 46 and 47. A. Talk time.
Using extra stress to highlight important words. We already know two rules about speaking. 1. Stress nouns, verbs, adjectives, and adverbs. 2. Do not stress other words, e.g., a, the, is, have, etc., except for special reasons. Here is a third rule. 3. Give a little extra stress to the most important word in the sentence. Note that you, the speaker, decide what the most important word is. Exercise A1.
What do you think of my new camera, Boris?
It looks a bit strange. What kind of camera is it?
A Toyota.
A Toyota? That's the name of a car, not a camera.
But look, the name's on the case.
I'm afraid it's a fake, Maria. You've been cheated.
Exercise A2.
Do you like my new watch, Maria?
What make of watch is it?
A Rolex.
A Rolex? That must have cost you a lot of money.
$90 only.
Then it can't be a real Rolex.
It's got its name on its face.
Yes, but look at how it's spelt. It's got two L's in it. You've been cheated, Boris.
More language input. 3. Reading. Page 54. More places to visit.
These terracotta warriors have guarded the Qin Shi Huang tomb for over 2,000 years. The construction of the tomb started in 247 BC, and it took 36 years to complete. It is believed that there are thousands of pottery figures of warriors and horses in this magnificent tomb. The on-site museum is located 5 kilometers east of Xi'an, in Lingtong County. The museum is open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall in Guangzhou was built in memory of the late Dr. Sun Yat-sen. The hall is a beautiful building in the style of a Chinese palace. It can seat an audience of 5,000, but not even a single pillar is found inside. In front of the hall stands a bronze statue of Dr. Sun Yat-sen. The Polin Monastery in Hong Kong is famous for its 34-meter-high giant Buddha. Vegetarian meals and overnight stays are available. Watch the sunrise from the top of the Lantau Peak. The Guan Im Temple, Guan Im Miao, in Macau was first built over 600 years ago. It is perhaps one of the most popular temples in Asia. In the main hall of the temple, there stands a statue of Guan Im, the goddess of mercy. But have you ever heard that among the 18 Luohan statues which line the halls there, one is of the famous Italian explorer Marco Polo?
Listening, page 56.
Exercise B1.
Taking notes from interviews. Debbie has asked tourists what liked, disliked about Hong Kong. Listen to their answers and make brief notes. Well, I guess the thing I'm enjoying most is the food. I have to admit it, I do like my food, as you can see from my size. The food in the hotel is just excellent. We usually have breakfast and dinner in the hotel, and then have lunch out somewhere. And the thing I like is the variety of food you can get here. We've had French food, Indian, Thai, and what else? Oh yeah, Japanese. We're just having a great time. But when we get back home, I'm going to have to go on a diet.
What do I like most? Oh, the shopping. There are so many shops here. It's wonderful. I'm not interested in taking tours. I just like to shop all day long. There are two things I really like. I like shopping for clothes. I've just got to have the latest fashions. And I like collecting antiques. So I often take a cab up to Hollywood Road and check out the antique shops there. The one thing I don't like is the heat. It's just too hot for me. It never gets this hot back home. It's all right if you're in somewhere air-conditioned, like Pacific Place. But if you're outside, well, it's just too hot for me in the middle of the day. So I often stay in my hotel and then go out again in the evening.
Well, I like the views best of all. Hong Kong just looks so amazing. I like the view of the harbour at night, if you go up the Peak Tram. And I like the view of Hong Kong from Kowloon side. I like some of the buildings very much, too. You have some of the most interesting buildings in the world here. The Hong Kong Bank Building, the Bank of China, the Central Plaza. What do I dislike? Oh, the crowds, I think. I come from a small town myself, and I'm not used to being in the middle of so many people all the time. It's difficult if you want to get somewhere quickly. But I don't really mind it too much, because I like watching people. So I just go along with the crowds.
Well, I have my two young children with me. And they don't really enjoy shopping or seeing museums. So I took them out to Ocean Park, and we all had a really good time there. So I think that is the thing I like most about Hong Kong. They liked seeing the dolphins and so on. We all enjoyed Ocean Park. Oh, I suppose it's all the noise. That's what I dislike. Our hotel room is quite near the street. And we have traffic noise all day long. I'm not used to the noise of the air conditioner either. And almost everywhere you go, it seems to be noisy. There's the traffic and building sites and people shouting. But we still enjoyed our stay here very much.
Exercise B2. Listen to some sentences. Fill in the blanks with what you hear on the tape. 1. If your order is urgent, please fax it to us now. 2. Calligraphy is the skill of doing beautiful handwriting. 3. IDD stands for International Direct Dialing. 4. For calls to other countries, you must start by dialing the international code.